Well, welcome back to the show. I have captain of the Brisbane Broncos NRLW team, Ali Brigginshaw. And good morning, Ali, and welcome to the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us about the Bundy Mixer, please?
The Bundy Mixer is the world's first mixed gender fantasy league. So this allows you to pick three males and three females from the NRL and the NRLW, selecting the players' performances based on their stats for the week. It's gender equality in making sure the females are included in this space, but it's also about building their profiles and get to bring some famous faces to the game.
Why is it important to create equal space for everyone in sport?
Creating an equal space for women in the rugby league space is what us players want. We want to be treated as rugby league players, not female rugby league players. And that's something that, as a supporter, you can now treat us equally and just view the game as rugby league. So that will grow females' profiles, and that only enables them to become more professional in that space when the game's growing.
How does the Bundy Mixer benefit the Women's Rugby League?
The Bundy Mixer benefits Women's Rugby League and growing the support for the game. I guess we always know that there's people that support the NRL and support their team in the NRL, but this gives them the opportunity to watch the NRLW and grow our supporter base. Women's game is actually the fastest growing participation rate in rugby league. So essentially, we're keeping the game growing by us females playing.
What advice do you have for young women in sport?
My advice for young women and playing sport, and especially rugby league, is the opportunities are endless. There are definitely more opportunities now, not only in the NRLW, but for your country playing rugby league. And with such iconic brands such as Bundy jumping on board and helping build females' profiles through the game, it's really enabling us to be the best players that we can.
Where can Australians go for more information?
For Aussies to get amongst the Bundy Mixer, the link is mixer.nrl.com. Really excited to see who you choose, and hopefully I make the cut.
Hey, deadly yarn with you, Ali. Thank you very much for coming to the program. All the best, and we'll yarn soon. Take care.
It was lovely chatting with you.
See you, sis.
Tanya Mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Okay. Fishing by the river, there was plenty of game, plenty of grain, plenty of meat, and all those families can find a way for flour, sugar, and tea. And no, 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 that's all they gave those old families. Yeah, I said flour, sugar, and tea. Ah, no, no, no.
Yeah, beautiful track there, beautiful voice. Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit, Mission Ration, Mission Ration Blues, that beautiful track there. And this is your daily program, New Mob, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And National Talk Black, 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM, Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to the News National News Radio Service. You can also text a brother, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. And don't forget, check out our Facebook page. We always put out our signs, our yarns out there and all our stories. If you check out the Facebook page here today, we've got the Queensland government set to celebrate the next step on Queensland's path to treaty. All Queenslanders are invited to be a part of it. And also check out Craig Crawford, MP. He's serving as the Queensland Minister for Seniors and Disability Service as Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships. And you can check out his Facebook page as well. And they're doing the live in all Queensland are invited to be part of it. And watch the live streaming and learn more about our path to treaty at allthews.qld.gov.au/treaty. So do check that out. Treaty walking together. That's what it's all about. And slowly walking on that path. So have your saying yarn up strong. Maybe you want to talk about that topic. All here's for your yarn here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
To Delhi, that number again is 1-800-422-416. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. Yarn Up with the Bully on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for the Delhi program, National Talk Black, and come to you live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindi Country. BBM Bumber Brief Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So Yarn Up Strong, have your say. Okay, and the Cairns Post yesterday, Monday, 15th of August, scared family told to leave bush camp. And picture of First Nation people here in their camp, here in the city. Three Aboriginal siblings have made home out of their bush camp in Manunda for the past 8 months. They said it's the safest place for them, free from the domestic violence and internal tribal warfare they fled from and away from the abuse they experienced in crisis housing across Cairns. Now they're being ordered to move on, told by Cairns Regional Council they have until Tuesday to vacate their current place of residence. They just told us we need to pack up and move on. And I said, where the hell are we going to go? This is our home, said Martha Day, who lives in her wing of the camp with her sister Elizabeth and brother Jonathan. We just love living in the bush. If we pack up, we're still going to be going back into town and sleeping there. Miss Day originally moved from Old Marpoon in Cape York to escape an abusive relationship. She stayed in crisis housing for 1 week and in Cairns, but said the overcrowding made her leave. She has been at the Manunda bush camp ever since. We don't know where to go, what to do, where to make our next camp. We've got no home. We've been on the social housing list for 8 years, she said. Miss Day said two male staff members from Cairns Ranger Council and a female staff member from Mission Australia visited all the camp residents on Thursday, August 11th, and informed them they would need to move. Miss Day said another wing of the camp has an infant and other children, but said it wasn't right for kids to be living there. It feels a bit scary to live out in the bush sometimes because people do ice around here, she said, but it's peaceful, Elizabeth said. The whole reason we're out here camping is because we have no idea, no stable or safe place to stay. In our community in Napranum, there's big riots right now. People running around with knives, skidding cars and waving spears, Martha said. Some do die in front of our face. It's scary. looking at the spear land in them. Elizabeth and said crisis accommodation in Cairns felt like leaving, like living in a jailhouse. It's dangerous to stay in there, she said. We don't get these people here, and we like our setup. Destry Pua, Cairns Regional Council's Director of Lifestyle and Community, said council liaison officers attended the site at Manunda to engage with the occupants after being notified by Mission Australia. The occupants were also informed they were camping illegally and would never need to move on, said Mr. Pua. Mr. Pua said the council's liaison officers committed to the occupants they would return the next week with Mission Australia outreach representative to support camp's residents in assessing emergency on crisis accommodation. The impact that illegal camping was on surrounding residents also needs to be considered alongside those of the camp occupants, he said. So that's the news happening here in Cairns with our mob here camping out and asked to leave. If you want to add to the conversation, please do here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
Trembling deep down inside. Well, I know, now know, now know, well, I know what lies beneath. 'Cause now we see these views may change if we all walk this way. The youth steer the ship as this generation fades. These views may change if we all walk this way. The youth steer the ship as this generation fades. Let's move to the middle, embrace one and all. See the beauty through the skin of the Aboriginal. If your friend has fear, then help him to heal. Show him the difference gives this world its appeal. Well, we are so lucky today. This earth as our playground, it's culture to amaze. Well, I know, now know, I know, and I know what lies beneath. 'Cause now we see these views may change if we all walk this way. The youth steer the ship as this generation fades. May change if we all walk this way. The youth steer the ship as this generation fades. These views may change if we all walk this way. The youth steer the ship as this generation fades. These views may change if we all walk this way. The youth steer the ship as this generation fades. We'll be right back.
Yeah, Generation Fade there. Xavier Rudd here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up with Yarn now with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. Radio brother.
How you going, brother? You good?
Yeah, as good as I can be with my great loss. My I've come on, I'll try and be calm about this. I'd like to extend my sympathies to the families over the hospital things and the coronial inquiry that's going on in Cairns at the moment. And I agree completely with the headlines and what Alex Dumas is trying to expose, the systematic racism in the hospital in Dumaji.
Yeah. And Alec Dumaji, activist, dearly brother from that way, is fighting that cause. He shed light on it, yes.
He's fighting that cause, and he has more power than me. I think he's mayor up there, eh? I've heard him talk on other things.
Yeah, not sure if he's the mayor, but anyway, yep.
Yeah. It's really brave to have to do that. I'm trying to do the same thing. I've spoke on health before of Cairns Hospital, and my wife Donna too also was refused entry to the hospital in the first place, that eventually led to a cancer over a 20-year period. And one Mossman Hospital told her to go to Cairns Base, and when we got to Cairns Base Hospital, they said, no, take her home. And I refused. That was my first really protest. I said, no, I'm not taking this woman out of her hospital. And more staff come down, there was a talk, and they took her in, and they gave her emergency surgery, which led to a huge operation removing other organs, and her bladder was disturbed. According to a second opinion we received later on flying down to Mater Hospital in Brisbane. Now, also, the thing I want to get to is...
Sorry, you want to get to? I lost you there. But Tony Gibbs will try and get him back, talking about his situation. But we're going to catch up a yarn with Taylor Griffin, aerospace systems engineer and First Nations woman, National Science Week on the line. Taylor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So we're talking about National Science Week. Please enlighten us. Thank you, sister.
Yeah, so National Science Week is on now. It started on the weekend and it goes up until Sunday, this Sunday, August 21st. There's a whole heap of... events and activities happening all around the country that are focusing on STEM, so science, technology, engineering, maths. You can go to scienceweek.net.au to find an event near you. But, yeah, there's heaps of stuff going on. And
good.
I suppose the aim of Science Week is to create some visibility around science to everyone in Australia and get people involved in STEM.
And so you're a First Nations woman with the Aerosmith System Engineering. First of all, tell us who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so my mum was Gungaloo mob, but I grew up in Gordon Vale in Far North Queensland.
Okay, beautiful, just down the road. And so yeah. Tell us about this this space and your passion for aerospace. How did you get into it? And tell us your story there, please, sister.
Yeah, so I've always had an interest in planes and I suppose flight technology, you know, space, the moon landings, all that fun stuff. I did STEM-based subjects when I was in high school, and I did a lot of STEM stuff. When it came to choosing what I was going to do after school, I was really keen on going to university. That was always a priority for me. I was going to be the first person in my family to go to university, so
yes.
I got accepted into QUT. I actually got accepted into law, but after doing a year of law, did not like it.
Sure.
So I thought, I'm going to change out of it. I still really want to stay at university. So that's when I transferred into engineering just because, like I said, I'd done STEM in high school and I kind of knew I liked it. And then when it came to picking what kind of engineer I was going to be, the aerospace one seemed like it aligned the most with my what I was interested in and seemed
yes.
the coolest.
And look, I suppose there's a beautiful message there to all our young ones out there finishing school, going to university. Where you start at, if you don't like it, well, change, you're not a tree. And that's exactly what you did, you know what I mean?
100%, yeah, couldn't agree more. Just if you do what you like, then it makes life just 10 times easier. Like I said, really struggled with law, and I knew it wasn't for me, changed it up, and now engineering, it was like a perfect fit.
And so in regarding the space that you're in now, pardon the pun, but aerospace systems, there it is, engineer. The First Nation, a lot of First Nation people are in that industry. I'd like to think no. And then how's the interaction with the non-Indigenous people in that industry as such?
Yeah, well, it's a great industry to be in, firstly because there's lots of stuff happening in aerospace within Australia, so that's really good. I've gotten the opportunity to work on some amazing projects at Boeing Defence, which has been awesome. Obviously, we're still sort of growing in getting mob into STEM and into aerospace. There's lots of work to go there, but, you know, we're moving towards that systemic change, I believe, and I reckon we'll have more mob in this industry, you know, 10, 20 years down the line. There's lots of programs that are now being embedded in schools throughout the country that, you know, are helping young mob to foster their interest in STEM and to help create some visibility around what their, you know, what their role in STEM might be in the future, if they go to university or if not. So that's really good.
Taylor, is there any communication with TOs or especially elders in regard to this space? When we're talking space, you know, 60,000 years, we are professors in all fields. Is any yarns going on there, sister?
Yeah, I know that. I mean, I can only talk for what's happening in my company.
Sure.
But I know that, you know, with our Reconciliation Action Plan, there's actions on that that involve community engagement, going out to meet the elders. I know that we had some of our Indigenous employees go out and meet them, I think it was last year, at the start of this year. So that's really good, just engaging in the community in that way and seeing, you know, what they want and what they need and their advice on how we can, you know, make this a better, like, in a culturally safe space and what we can do to, you know, in our journey in reconciliation.
Fantastic. So National Science Week is happening, all happening this week, and probably to young students out there, you know, who are finishing grade 12 or loving this space, there is a career pathway if you want to go further in the education of science, yes?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. And I would fully encourage anyone that's thinking about pursuing STEM to, you know, just go online, do a quick Google, look up First Nations STEM people or, you know, STEM superstars, I suppose. You'll find a whole list of people doing some amazing stuff. And it's not just engineering, but, you know, there's heaps happening in science, you know, in math and data analysis, you know. There's blackfellas everywhere killing it, so.
Blackfellas everywhere killing it. Taylor, good yarning with you. Thank you, my sister. All the best. Keep smiling. Be in touch, eh?
Thanks. Sounds good. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn. Taylor Griffin, her name is, Aerosmith Systems Engineer and First Nations woman, and talking about National Science Week. A beautiful yarn, beautiful conversation, and not a lot of First Nation people in that industry as such, so there is an opportunity there. We are popping up, she said, we're killing it everywhere, so there it is. Step further into that space. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
Spend the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. You could see in my eyes that it was taking over. I guess I was just blind and caught up in the moment. You know you take all of my stress right down. Help me get it off my chest and out into the ether with the rest of this mess that just keeps us depressed. We forget that we're here right now, 'cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be cancelling all our plans and not give a damn if we're missing out on what the people think is right. A picture behind a screen and forget to be. Lose the conversation for the message that you'll never read. I think maybe you and me, oh, we should head out to the place where the music plays, and then we'll go all night. Just stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles standing up, and when I'm in your eyes, electrified. We'll keep turning up and go all night. We had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it means to be low then up, alone then love. And all we need is us to go. Night, just happen with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need.
to the sunrise, could get in the late night. Just you and me, don't have to be shy, baby. Don't be shy, baby. It's a time like this, baby. Free my mind with a kiss, I'm in bliss. Yeah, this is heaven, baby. And I don't wanna miss what we have right now. So tell me, would you stay up late night talking till we make trust? Baby, tell me, would you be the one, be my one? We'll go all night, two-stepping with the woman I love. All my troubles seem to nothing when I'm in your eyes. Electrified, we'll keep turning up and go all night. Yeah, we have dips and falls in our time, but we know what it is to be in love. We're both in love, and all we need is us to go all night.
Yeah, Two Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. I was yarning with Tony Gibbs. He got cut off there. Tony, you back online?
Yeah, I'm back here, mate.
Yeah, sorry, brother. Lost you there. So, yes. Yeah, continue Hello. About your situation here, my brother.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me? No. Tony? Tony Gibbs. No, we'll try and get Tony back. Lost Tony Gibbs, local man here, living at Gordonville, regular caller here on National Talk Black. You too can call us as well on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. If you're on the shy side, text a brother, 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So do use the tools available in regarding that yarn here on National Talk Black. Like I said, a voice for people. A big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, a deadly black network, voices for our people, and all our yarns are strong here on First Nation radio stations. We'll try again with Tony Gibbs. You there, brother?
Yeah, I'm here, mate.
Gotcha. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, brother.
It's all right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, this is basically a safe place to talk about difficult things and. You got what I was saying before. Apologies to the families at Dimmagee and the struggle they're going through.
Yeah. And you know where they're coming from, don't you? You've been in that situation, experiences.
I know. I've been reporting on health for a long time. I was reporting from the hospital at the time before Donna passed away there. I stayed there a lot. And the worst is the systemic thing that's happening in the hospitals is when someone's been traumatised in the hospital, the next time they go, my wife went before the cancer treatment. Once she had what they called a paraflu, and she was put on in intensive care.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really bad flu, and she's on ventilation and everything, and it's not connected with the main thing. But at the time, because she'd been had a hard time the first time in hospital, and she disconnected herself and left from bad treatment. I stayed with her, and that became an embarrassment to the hospital. And when there was two particular nurses that come around, and I don't like running down any nurses, but if you get one or two bad apples and it spoils the whole bunch.
Mm.
These ones tipped the apple cart over. Verbal sex abuse was used against me. They don't like people staying with people in the ward, an Aboriginal person and a Migaloo husband. Mm. I don't like calling myself white. I'm just a man, you know.
And, but you feel that the interracial relationship does affect some people, upset people?
They make the visitor that stays with people uncomfortable. And I was verbally sexually abused. And later on, I took it up the line, and they were really embarrassing me, what they were saying to me. And they make you uncomfortable, and they want you to leave. And then they have complete control of that patient. And if anything happens, basically it's a death in custody because you're in their care, you know.
Mm.
But if they get rid of any observer or witness to what's going on, if they can get rid of them, this is what they do. And so I complained to the hospital, and I got a written apology from the hospital. And I just let it go, you know.
Mm.
You don't want to make waves, you don't want to cut off the brunt.
Exactly.
You're hanging on. But in the end, in the final days, when Donna eventually did go back, and I can use her name, that's her name, and just it happened really badly again one night when she was nurses come around, a pair of them, and they were, I talked about this once before briefly, but to get rid of people, they pick a fight with the person staying in the ward, and I stayed in the ward with her all the time on six or seven trips in the cancer ward, and the nursing staff in the cancer ward praised them up, that you get these bad apples. And there were some replacement nurses sent that night. We hadn't seen them in the ward before, and they come along to give her tablets. And Donna said, oh, they've just given me them tablets before the last shift. And I told the nurses, because the patients are kept in a fairly drug state in the hospital. They don't argue with them, but they tell me, you know, I am the liaison officer actually camped there with the patient, the carer. And these nurses said, oh, don't listen to him. And the big nurse jumped on her bed, and she's got a big bladder tumour, bounced around, put her arm around her. This is not a very tall, big person. And said, oh, all us girls got to stick together, eh? Don't listen to... And they did the same thing again. This is the systemic racism when bad apples... I'm sure there's millions of people in the hospital and they're all doing a good job, but you get these... systemic racist.
So we probably need more black staff working in hospitals and more black people at the senior level, so they make sure that cultural awareness, communication, and the thought process for a black mind in that space.
Yes, and I can take that further. And I have a niece in law come to visit Donna in hospital, and she witnessed a lot of it and heard all the things that were going wrong. There were so many things going wrong. I said once before, they gave her bad blood, contaminated blood on Christmas Day. There was all these things which prompted this niece to go into a TAFE course as an Aboriginal liaison officer, and she completed that course. The liaison officers basically just are like carrier pigeons, and it doesn't, the message doesn't get through, and you're not sure the message does get through. And there needs to be more than just the liaison officers. What you said before, cultural awareness. But her case was so bad, it's just so bad that it needs its own coronial inquiry. Because in the beginning, when Mossman Hospital said go to Cairns Base, they wouldn't let her in. I started that story before. Then they took her in, they gave her emergency surgery, and they said a cyst as big as a bowling ball burst in the operation, and they removed what she called all her baby hairs, a total hysterectomy. But that contaminated her all her insides when the cyst burst, and afterwards she had continued... I have to say this stuff, mate, be patient with me, it's real difficult. And they could have done corrective surgery, which is part of the systemic, you know, the Murray's on the bottom of the list. And she was in the hospital, and I was camped outside in the truck when we first went to the hospital. I come back up, and there was a nurse in the ward with all this is and poking her with a pen, saying, give up smoking, which had nothing to do with why she was in hospital. This was around about the time of the para flu. She disconnected herself. She pulled the cannulas and things out of her arm and stuff and walked out. And I had to look after her in a truck and came up at Tinneroo till the stitches from the hysterectomy healed. She was abused in the hospital, even in intensive care. That was by an old nurse. And there are some terrible nurses. And there's no reflection on the good nurses, but it has to be said. You know, we all want to say the good thing, And then after that, because the operation was blocked, they disturbed her bladder. They kept her on antibiotics for nearly 20 years, And the GPs don't help either. They don't push for surgery, you know. It's not just Queensland Health. It's the GPs that you have to see outside that refer you to the hospital. They're part of the problem. And then they send it to Townsville. I drove there 20 times. It's every 3 months for 5 years. But they just injected steroids into her bladder and they didn't do corrective
surgery. And you still carry the hurt, brother. You still carry the hurts. And I'm feeling your pain there, my brother. But thank you for shedding light on this and giving thoughts and prayers out to Dumiji mob. Alex Dumiji is fighting at the moment. I got someone on the line, brother, but I'll keep moving. But thank you for your call, Tony. That's Tony Gibbs, and just sharing with us his experience in regarding hospital care and how they treated his wife as a black woman. I got someone on the line. Someone, good morning.
Morning, brother. Salman Rushdie got attacked there, brother.
Who's that, sorry?
Salman Rushdie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he got attacked there, brother.
Yes, he did. Yes, on stage, stabbed, yeah.
Yeah, all the champions of the free world. Isn't it good, brother? They give the people of West Papua a voice.
Yeah, yes.
I was going to say the F word. Hypocritical they are, brother. And, they never give them a voice, brother.
Exactly.
Brother, get this. We're talking about a voice in Parliament, and I think she likes saying the F word again. Scott Morrison got the voice of three or more, brother.
His voice is being heard at the moment.
And, brother, you know, he decided, like resource minister, because he knocked it in the head for mining in the Barrier Reef or something like that. He put a stop to that because I think they wanted more people to vote for him to look good, because of the climate change. And I'm wondering, brother, it was to make himself look good with the white fellas to vote for him. And I was wondering if he was, I feel like seeing the F word again, the C word, if he was instrumental in Duncan Gord, brother. I go in for that. If he was resource minister too, brother.
Food for thought, yes.
For Alex Dumiji, brother, his win, whatever comes out from this inquest, going to be a win for all of us, brother, and white followers too.
Exactly.
They get turned away from hospital too, brother. We were talking about that. The last Q&A was bloody good, but I'm going to try and record that. But brother, the Q&A, I think about Warren Mandina, and I commented and I said, it's all right for the native tribal elders to have a say, but not to have the full say, brother. And we were talking, I think you were talking to somebody about water, and I talked about sodomy against the order of nature. It used to be, sodomy, and MacArthur River up in the Barooroola, they changed the old water system. But brother, Ben Lomond up here near Townsville, and Mary Kathleen, they were uranium mine, and Bob Carter and a few others, they spoke out against it because that, over for the tailing fund or whatever, could leak into the bed again. A lot of, could pollute all that water system down the bed again. So it's not just only and solely up to the TO, because the border Australia could have a say too, because what happened after this. And just look at the Murray Darling, brother. They stopped the water or took a lot of that water and it affected the people downstream. One more, brother. That brother from Yarraba, he was talking about, I said we're victims of crime too. And I want to compliment that brother there. And I wanted to say, these fellows, Stephen Carr, they don't think that we walk the street or we drive cars that we can get hit to, we can get killed to, but they don't think about that. They're making a race issue. They don't talk about our humanity too. We walk the street. I got kids walking the street.
Exactly.
Them followers, they might be our people, but they can kill our mob too. Thank you very much, brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Make a very good point there, Selwyn, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Other news here, shout out Jonathan Thurston delivers a powerful rebuke of she'll be right attitude. Jonathan Thurston fought back tears as he delivered a powerful message on mental health following the tragic death of Paul Green, the Cowboys legend who joined forces with Green to lift North Queensland to its first NRL premiership in 2015, has employed those struggling to ditch the she'll be right attitude. Mental health has really come to the forefront in the last 10, 15 years, Thurston said, on Nine's 100% footy. And before that, it was an era of she'll be right, mate. Well, it won't be right. It's not going to be right. We need to be there for our mates and get them to talk about their feelings and what they're going through. Get them to seek professional help if they need it. The days are gone of she'll be right, of suicide taking far too many lives in this country. We need to be able to talk about it. Thurston's interview on 100% Footy came several hours after he appeared on Nine News, speaking publicly for the first time since Green's death. Roller coaster of emotion. It's hard. I'm sad. I'm angry, Thurston said. I think of Amanda, Green's wife, and the kids. It just breaks my heart. 100% Footy is now available as a podcast. Subscribe, follow via Apple, Spotify or Google Podcasts. So it makes a very good point there, Jonathan Thurston. When we got the attitude, she'll be right, mate, we need to stamp that out and get it right and get it fixed. To all our beautiful people out there, look, suicide helplines, 131114. Kids helpline, 1-800-551-800. And to our mob out there, if you're feeling more comfortable talking to a black voice, you can call 13 Yarn, 139276. Again, the number again is 139276. That's 13 Yarn for black on black yarns. So it's very important we reach out to somebody, and some people think twice about making the phone call because they're talking to a non-Indigenous person at the other end. Well, 13 Yarn, there is a black voice there, so do use that tool. It's come to the time where Trendy Trev signs off here, your mob. Thank you very much for your company. National Talk Black, one-hour program. We'll be yarning tomorrow on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, your mob, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up here very soon, NIRS.